And it's time for us to enjoy another memory of members of Roswell First Baptist Church. And right now we have a very special memory to go through because this lady has been here a long, long time. And you're going to recognize the name Norma Hawkins. Norma, we're glad to have your time with us today.
Thank you. I'm looking forward to this.
And may I, before we go a little further, just say Mrs. Rick Hawkins. Is that all right?
That's correct. We now have a fifth generation of Hawkins in this church.
Fifth generation of Hawkins. And I wanted to do that only because when Rick was here, I never said Rick Hawkins without saying Norma, and I never said Norma without saying Rick. All were a team of the first order.
Well, we went way back. We started dating in high school.
Did you really?
And dated in college and then married while we were still in college.
So that means that both of you were natives of Roswell?
Yeah, well, I was. Rick was. Rick was born in Forsyth County.
Okay.
And then moved here in the first grade, I think it was.
He upgraded, didn't he?
Yeah, he did. But I grew up here.
All right. Well, I thought you were a native of Roswell, to say the least. Now, the very first question that I want to ask you is, how long have you been a member of Roswell First Baptist Church?
I joined First Baptist Church in 1955. I was a senior in high school, so I've been a member 62 years.
That is absolutely wonderful. 62 years.
62 years.
Now, we don't have the time, but if I had the time, could you tell me everything that's happened in the last 62 years?
I can do it pretty fast. I can tell you some things that's happened, but not everything. In fact, I probably shouldn't tell everything.
Well, there are probably some things you shouldn't tell, but we'll leave those off the conversation, to say the least. But I know that you have been very, very active. And you have one of the dominant things that you've been doing at this church over the years is in the area of education. Norma, where'd you start and what'd you do there?
Well, I was teaching in Fulton County, and I noticed first grade, and I noticed the children who had kindergarten or preschool did so much better in adjusting and fulfilling their academics and everything than those children who didn't. It was not required by the state, and we did not have it in Fulton County, did not have it here. All the children that did went to private school, and I was teaching in Sandy Springs at the time. And so I decided I would send my son there, and I got him registered along with a friend of mine here from the church, and she and I both decided we'd send our boys and we'd work out something to get them back and forth. In the meantime, Miss Annie Cook ran that kindergarten. She was a member and taught a boys' Sunday school class here at this church. So since she found out that I was interested, she and I went to the deacon, board of deacons in the church, and suggested that one be set up here in our church so that the children in this area, and I want to emphasize it was not just for our church.
Mm-hmm.
It was for anyone. And so... I'm almost embarrassed to tell you what the price was. It was $19 a month to come to kindergarten.
I can't believe that.
Every day. Uh-huh.
And you got $18 of that, right?
Oh, yeah. No, I don't think so. But anyway, they did. And Ms. Danny Cook gave us $200 to start off with. And Elwin Gassett was on the committee, and he was a board member with Fulton County Schools. He took the $200, and we got three nice record players and a few other things, and was able to do that. And from that, we had they didn't have any rules about how many children in a class or how many people you had to have. We had 25 children in a classroom with one teacher and an aide that floated. But our school came from we had two classes of five-year-olds. It grew till we ended up with five classes of five-year-olds.
Five classes
plus,
of five-year-olds.
Plus, then we added two classes of fours, and then it changed, and we kept adding. Added the threes and twos, and when I left here in 36, of course, after 36 years, I did help work with the Fulton County and the state for statewide kindergarten.
That is a beautiful story, and I know from my own experience seeing you meet people, members of this church, that were in that kindergarten class when you started. Is that correct?
That is correct. I see a lot of my former students who have children and bring them up to me, and that is the that's the most rewarding thing about the whole, all of it, is being able to meet them and see their children and them say, this is my kindergarten teacher, because that makes you feel like they were happy or they would not have done that, you know.
I'm sure that's true. Well, Norma, you spent so much time with that system and working with the children and so forth. Did you have any time left to do anything else in the church?
Oh, I served as on the building committee for the church sanctuary, but that was before the kindergarten was started.
Now, let me clarify. What you're saying is when you came and joined the church, there was only what we now call the chapel?
Correct, correct. And then when in 1963-64, we started the sanctuary, the president's sanctuary. And I served on that committee. I served on the church nominating committee and was chairman of that. I served on the deacon nominating committee. I've been on the personnel committee where we ended up in the search committee for minister of youth, our children. Music committee, I've been on that. The youth leader, I was a youth leader, taught Sunday school senior girls for several years. And Rick and myself did the training union. Back then it was called training union. For the youth on Sunday night. I also taught three-year-old Sunday school and served as a temporary adult Sunday school teacher for a short period of time. I was a night WMU president, and I served as co-chair with Eleanor Seymour, our minister's wife, as vacation Bible school supervisor for several years. I served on the Constitution and Bylaws Committee and the History Committee.
Well, now let me ask you another question that occurred to me. As seniors come into the back parking lot, which is reserved for them, there's some playgrounds on each side, and something tells me to remember that you had some involvement in those playgrounds, did you?
Well, not the particular ones out there now. We did, when they built the sanctuary and worked on these other buildings, we had them put in a playground, but it wasn't up to date like what we have now. And we had a dedication for the playground. And after church or one Sunday morning, and I went out there never suspecting that it was being called the Hawk's Nest after me. And so I was the first person to go down the big slide.
Were you really?
I really was. And a gentleman who now, bless his heart, Steve Ray, who just recently passed away, was a big Tech fan, and of course I'm a Georgia fan. I went down, and he was going to catch me. Well, I told him, of course, the Tech guy couldn't catch a girl. So I hit the ground. But anyway, I was the first person to go down the big slide, and that was certainly an honor to me because the children needed a nice playground, and it is.
Well, now I'm going to suggest that we put together a new ceremony, have people come together, and you go down that slide once again. What about that, Norma?
I don't think I can climb up. In fact, Dr. Bradley was worried about me coming down it. He kept saying, are you sure you're going to do that? And I said, yes, I wanted to be the first one.
I think that's a beautiful story, and it just, again, shows how a person can be involved and participate and support the activities of the church for so much. Let me ask you this. What would you describe as the highlight of your experience at Roswell First Baptist Church?
Well, I think it's the people in the church. Of course, when I joined the church, it was much smaller than it is now. And we knew everyone. You knew everyone. So that made it nice. But I kind of grew in my spiritual life with the church. As it grew, I grew. And I think that has played an important part in my life. Of course, the kindergarten, I'm especially like that part, but that was my own selfish doings, you know. But as far as my spiritual life growth, there was a teacher here by the name of Jenna Dallas.
Okay.
And she was very influential in my life as a youth, and a lot of youth. And I think that meant a lot to me. She let me know that you never say, I can't do that, and that God will be there with you and help you regardless. And that has played an important part in my life.
Well, now, since you mentioned your experience and growth in your spiritual life, let me just ask you this. Do you remember when you accepted Jesus as your Lord and Savior, and when that became a part of your life?
I was 8 years old. I went up next door to Roswell United Methodist Church. That's where we went to church, my family. And they had a children's, it was right before Easter, and they had held a children's workshop. And after school every day, we'd go over and have sort of little devotions and everything. And I accepted Christ at that time and joined, was baptized on an Easter Sunday and stayed there as a member of that church until I was 17. And then I moved my membership down here.
So you moved your membership here when you were 17 years
old. Correct.
How many members do you remember? How many members the church had at that particular time, roughly?
No, I have no idea.
Okay.
I don't know. I don't remember.
Who was the pastor when you moved
Brantley
here?
Brantley Seymour.
Brantley Seymour. Okay, very good. Well, let me just ask you one other question, and that is, what would you like to say to other members of the church right now about their role, their participation, their dedication to Roswell First Baptist Church? What would be your advice, Norma?
Well, I think all of us as Christians need to get involved. And I think if you want to really appreciate your spiritual life, if you really want it to grow and you grow with it, you need to be a member, you need to work for the church, you need to do things that you can do. You may think it's very insignificant, but it could be just some little something by emptying trash cans on Sunday morning or sometime, or just being there to greet people. But I think as a member, the only way to really enjoy church and get involved in your spiritual growth is by participation. The choir, I forgot to say that I sang in the choir many years, and that has been a lifesaver for me because I love music, and even though I do not have a very good voice, it has been special to me into being able to, I relate a lot to the songs. I can relate, and since my husband died, I think the music has grown more important to me because together we shared it together and enjoyed it together.
Well, that is a beautiful experience and a beautiful expression that you've given us, and we want to thank you for sharing your memories and your times with us here at Roswell First Baptist. And we just simply would say God bless and thank you for your time, Norma.
Thank you so much.
Roswell First Baptist Church members have more memories of witness, service, and fellowship like we have just heard. Come back and hear them, and you'll be encouraged to share your faith and love for Christ and dedication to the body of Christ. God bless.